Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
When I think about the transformation that happens in the life of a believer, anything that's sustainable, that truly is transformation, happens first in our spirits, in our souls, in our minds, as far as it's not from external pressure. It's really an internal revelation. And you got this somehow. What happened internally for you? Did you just decide, I'm not going to let my mind go to these places of comparison and striving. I'm going to let my mind be at peace and at rest with what's already been paid for. Is that kind of what happened?
Yes. What happened was I felt like my soul began to stir that I had missed this great truth that the Holy Spirit wanted to teach me. And I made a list that day of the three ways I was fighting for a seat at the table. And it was through my appearance, if only I were beautiful, through achievement, if only I could achieve, and then through affluence, just that pursuit of wealth. And I transformed each of those words into what Scripture says is true about me. Hmm. So instead of obsessing over my appearance, I realized that seated people just adore Jesus. And I looked at Psalm 34:5, that those who look to him are radiant. Their faces are never covered with shame. And I thought, I am radiating the beauty of Christ as I stay seated in the heavenly realms. And I began to just apply that truth to my soul, and I began to feel beautiful, Susie. For the first time in my life, I would leave the house and not be self-conscious. I thought, I have a loving face that can radiate Jesus to people, to my students, to my neighbors. The second application was about affluence, the pursuit of wealth. And what I realized was seated people don't worry about affluence because they know they have access to the riches of God's kingdom. They are always available to the believer. The riches of community, belonging, love. I mean, Philippians says, my God will meet all of your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. So I began to shift my eyes of the accumulation of wealth, and I thought about, Jesus, what do you want to provide for me today? I stopped that frenzy of needing wealth. And then the last and greatest stronghold was achievement. And this was probably the most revolutionary change in my soul, that seated people stop achieving and they abide. Because when they abide with Jesus, John 15 says that our lives will bear the fruit that God has ordained for us. But it's not about achievement anymore. It's about inevitably living out the fruit that God has planned for your life. Susie, this set me free because I thought, I am going to stay close to Jesus and good things are going to happen. I don't need to compare my achievements to my neighbors or colleagues or other women in the church.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.